Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we worship you and praise you and thank you, Lord, for this beautiful, magnificent, glorious day. As we have talked this week about how to be perfect and what you require of us, Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you that you absolutely have provided so many things for us to learn how to be perfect. Father, as we learn and study your word today, I ask you to reveal to us some of the mighty things, again, we need to know so that we can act on these things, so we literally can strive toward perfection in your kingdom. Father, I just praise you and thank you and worship you for all the good things you do for us every day, how wonderful you are, and how wonderful it is to know you as my Savior and my Lord, and to walk with you and to see you do all the great and mighty things you do. Father, I praise you and I worship you and I thank you for this day. Now, Lord, as the word goes out, may you bless it in everything that we do, and may you reveal yourself to your children as we continue to study your word and what you say about perfection. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now then, this week we have been talking about what is required to walk perfect before the Lord. We have talked about so many people that say that because we are just human beings, it's impossible for us to be perfect, so there's not even any use to try. Well, all I can say is whatever you do, don't listen to those kind of people. If you listen to those kind of people, I'm telling you that is the enemy that's speaking out of their mouth, because those people are not confirming to you what the Word of God says. So today I'm going to start off again in Matthew 5:48. I cannot think of a single place in the Word of God where our Lord could be any clearer about what His requirements are in Matthew 5:48. In Matthew 5:48, our Lord clearly said, "Be ye perfect, even as my Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." So if He expects you and me to be perfect, as His Heavenly Father is perfect, then I think we have a great and difficult road to walk down. But it is possible. If it were not possible, the Lord would not have told us to strive to do that. So as He has told us to do that, then I think we at least ought to do the best we can to at least strive for that perfection. Now then, the Lord Himself has provided food, which is the Word of God, for us, and He's provided that for our protection, for you through His Spirit, and He has provided this magnificent, wonderful church of His. He has provided many, many men and women all over, and churches almost on every corner. And some of those churches are good churches that really are Spirit-filled churches that are teaching the Word of God in its entirety. Now then, He has given some, as we see over here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, as we see here. Now, it's a shame that so many churches that are out there, because of traditions of man, do not believe the Word of God. And therefore, they won't teach you that all of these offices are available. In fact, it's unfortunate that some even teach against these things. But the thing to do is to read your Word of God for yourself and see what it says. Now, then you can always be assured you're on safe ground when you're reading and studying the Word of God. Because I want you to see here in Ephesians 4:11 and 12, it says, "He gave some apostles." So there's still men today that He has given the office of apostle. And He's given some prophets, and then some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Now, if the Lord has given us all of these different offices, then those are there for the perfecting of the saints. Now, if you want to be perfect, it is possible. but it will be very, very difficult road to walk down. But you can do it in the name of Jesus. Otherwise, the Lord wouldn't have told us to do all these things. Now then, don't think you can obtain the perfection that God desires for you if you fail to heed all the warnings He's put in the Word of God. And one of those, as we discussed yesterday, is in Hebrews 10:25. You can never obtain the perfection that God desires if you do not go to church. He clearly warns you in Hebrews 10:25 to go to church regularly. And the kind of church you need to go to is a good church, a church where the power of God is present, and where it's welcome, and where God Himself is confirming His word with signs following. Now, if you're going to a church where nobody is being saved, nobody is being healed, and nobody is being delivered, I'm telling you, the Word of God is not being proclaimed in that church in entirety. Now, if the Word of God is being proclaimed in that church where you're going, and these signs and miracles and wonders are following the pastors and the elders and the deacons and the Sunday school teachers, then that church is a church where the Word of God is being taught. In fact, you ought to hear people in the congregation every Sunday. If you have a very large congregation, you ought to hear somebody every Sunday that has a testimony that they've at least led somebody to Christ, or got somebody healed, or prayed with somebody over a need and saw God answer. So those kind of things should be happening on a regular basis. So whatever you do, make it a practice to be present whenever God and His people meet together. And if you will, then you can work diligently on your perfection by all these ministry gifts which God has placed within the church. Now, every service in a Spirit-filled church, it is planned of God, and it's to contribute something to your perfection. The Lord will work through those people in that church, and He will do all kinds of good things. Now, all of these things that we've talked about, as we've talked this afternoon, will work only if you're walking in love. Now, this is the thing, I guess, that's one of the most important things. You must walk in love. If you walk in love, then all these things will work, and you can be on your way to your perfection. Now, our Heavenly Father, through His Son, Jesus Christ, is interested in pointing out the way of perfection to you. Now, if you desire to know it, everybody's not desiring to know it, but if you want it, He will place His finger on your pet sins and show you what is keeping you from the goal. All you got to do is inquire of the Lord diligently and ask Him to show you what sin it is that's keeping you from walking in perfection. There was an example in the Word of God where a man came to Jesus one time and he asked Him, "What must I do?" Although this young man was actually inquiring about the way to salvation, Jesus pointed out that the way to perfection, if thou wilt be perfect. Now, I think we missed that so many times, but the Lord clearly told him there, if you will be perfect. And then in Matthew 19, He told him exactly what he should do. As you can see there, our Lord laid His finger right on the young man's pet sin. Like so many others, this young man felt that this was too much to ask, because he was a very wealthy young man and his problem was all around his worldly riches, and he absolutely would not do what the Lord says. Yet it would have been a small price for him to have paid for protection here and for eternal life in the world to come. Now, Jesus is absolutely the same way today. When you come inquiring about how you can be perfect, He will not send you away without an answer. Now, perfection and more perfection is always the goal that every one of us Christians should be striving to obtain. We should be doing what Paul told us in Philippians chapter 3. Paul said, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be ye otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even unto you. Now, as you see there, Paul even told us there that we should absolutely press, I mean press, toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, as long as you will allow Satan to whisper to you, as he did to Moses through the Pharaoh, you can go out and sacrifice in the land. It's not a big problem. Just don't go very far out there. If, you know, this critter we call Satan or the devil, he will do everything he can to separate you from the things of God and bring you into the things of the world. He wants you to be so involved in the things of the world that you'll get so busy making a living and doing other things that you'll absolutely be separated from the power of God. If you want to go into the kingdom and learn more, and if you really persist, the devil will say to you, okay, you can go a little bit out there, but don't go too far. He will absolutely let you know that there is danger if you go too far. But I'm going to tell you, you can't go too far with God. You may go too far in sin, but if you are walking in the Spirit, you need not fear going too far with God. No believer has gone as far as God has intended until signs begin to follow his ministry. And then I'm not sure, even then, we're even really beginning to approach what he wants us to do. But when you begin to approach the realm of the perfection, or that signs and wonders and miracles begin to follow your ministry, you're just barely beginning to walk in the corner of what the Lord wants you to walk in. No man, I don't care who it was, has ever gone as far with God as he wants us to go. So, as we have discussed these things this week, it looks to me like it's not just whether we want to be perfect or not. It looks like a command from our King to be perfect in all things. So whatever you do, strive for perfection in the kingdom of God. I'd like to invite you to write me, The Living Savior Ministry, at Post Office Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Also, I'd invite you to call me for complete video and audio tapes on all these teachings we do at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get us on the web at www.tlsm.org. I'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. That's 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Start at 2. Come expecting a miracle from our King. Praise his holy name.